We're being joined now by Knoxville boys tennis coach Kevin Wadley on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA Careless. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Kevin, good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you, Derek. Thank you.
Well, I guess, you know, to talk about first part of the season, how has that gone for the guys?
It's kind of been an up and down few weeks. We've had some successes, we've had some shortfalls, we've had some weather, we've had some practice mishaps. By mishaps I mean move inside when we didn't plan on it. I've seen growth, I've seen regression. It's a typical high school spring season.
And the last match, I believe it's Sheraton, you said you thought everybody took maybe a step forward in that match, even though you didn't win the match and some guys may have not been successful as far as winning and losing.
Right. Part of that might have been a tactical error on my part. I did switch up our 1 and 2 players because I thought their games matched up better against those players. And what we found out is Sheraton's number one player is a very solid player, and I don't think it would have mattered who we put up against him. Number two, Jude Zook, won the first set, and I thought, okay, we made a good adjustment. And Mr. Wilson, their number two player, came back and won the second set and did get Jude in the tiebreak. But I did see progress. Prior to that, last Monday, we had a double duel with Oskaloosa and Indianola. And Jude played number one for us, and he won against the Oskaloosa player and played Indianola's number two player at the time, and only lost to him in a match 8-6. So everyone's making strides. We had another member of our team against Sheraton win in a tiebreaker in the third set. I think we had 4 matches out of 9 varsity matches go to a third set, which was a tiebreaker to decide the match. And unfortunately, we only won 1 of those 4. If we would have found a way to win 3 of those 4, we would have been on the winning end of the meet.
Well, you mentioned progress. Is it different progress with different players? Are they doing something better in different areas, or is it kind of a whole team thing?
Probably both, but definitely a sport like tennis, where it's an individual sport, individual progress in different areas is very common. Of our top 6 players, when everyone's there, 3 of them are also playing soccer. So we're balancing the fatigue, we're balancing the practice schedules, we're balancing the 2 competition schedules. And so there might be days where those guys are playing great tennis, even though they haven't played for a few days. And then the very next day, they're not. But that's like any sport. We have some guys that it's the mental game that we need to see the strides, not the actual technique part of the game. Others, just we need to refine those fundamentals every day to make sure that they stay on point. So yes, everyone's different, but as a whole, we've made progress.
Talking to Kevin Wadley, Knoxville boys tennis coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner and KNIA Careless. You bring up the mental game, and boy, that is so important in the game of tennis, because you may lose 2 or 3 points in a row and thinking, okay, what am I doing, not doing? And they're trying to think through that while still trying to be competitive.
That's it. And as a player, I struggled with that too, and I share that with the guys. I saw a video recently of Roger Federer, arguably one of the best ever. And in one of his speeches, he mentioned that he only won 58% of the points he played in his career. So that meant literally 4 points out of every 10 he did not win. And yet he's still one of the most successful players ever. He found a way to let those lost points go. And so what I shared with my players, especially during a match, is none of us are as good as Federer. And if he can let it go, we have to figure out a way to let those losses go as well.
What are you looking forward to as the season kind of hits the midway point, and as we get to May, and hopefully consistently better weather as we head into that month?
We're about done, actually. We have 2 meets next week, and a week from Monday will be our conference meet, and then I believe it's May 16th, whatever that Saturday is, that's our district tournament, which thankfully we host, so at least we're not traveling anywhere. But I think as a coach, one of my biggest shortcomings is, because I played the game, I assume that these guys know what I've already done. And it's really humbling to see a point missing in a player's game and realize that it's not something I've discussed with them, or if it's not something I've worked with them on. And so the next 2 weeks, that's really what Coach Richard and I are focusing on, is where are the gaps where we've just left wide open holes? And I will own all of that because I haven't made a point to touch on it. So I've told the guys, we're going to do some things where you may feel like you're doing a new dance and you're not a dancer. And we're going to work on that choreography. And hopefully in the next 2 weeks, you're at least comfortable enough with it that you won't have to stop and think. You can just play.
A lot of self-scouting in tennis, I would imagine, from players all the way up to coaches, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to go back to some of the things I learned from Coach Joel Tonda, when a player walks on a tennis court, they can only play the game that they brought with them. So the idea is try to dictate the play of the game the way you want it to be played. Try not to allow your opponent to dictate every point. Not all of us are great enough to adjust styles, and so we have to find a way to play our style and be successful.
All right, looking forward to it. Best luck to you the rest of the way.
All right, thanks, Derek, and thanks for the coverage.
That's Kevin Wadley, Knoxville Boys tennis coach, and we'll be back for more on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA KRLS.